Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 8, and the week's topic is the role of leadership. Today, our focus is nobody will love your brand as you do, and works with truth number 3 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. Our topic for today is Nobody Will Love Your Brand As You Do. This comes from truth number 3 in the book Marketing God, and the title of that truth is Nobody Will Love Your Brand The Way You Love It. Today, we are finishing the series in this podcast that is based on the book Marketing God. As we finish this journey through the book, ending on this topic is so meaningful and critical. We started the journey through the book with a goal of building loyalty, not just to your organization, but ultimately to God. If you have traveled with us, you are probably well on your way in marketing your parish or ministry and bringing everything in alignment around your brand promise. You're probably excited. You are seeing the possibilities, aren't you? We end with this truth because as excited as you are, as passionate as you have become, others you serve may not be that way. They might not love the brand as you do. But remember, the point of it all is to help them find you, use you, and become loyal to you and ultimately to God. I think the Bible verse we have for this truth might help. The Bible verse is from Jeremiah 15, verse 16, and it reads like this: Thy words were found, and I ate them, and thy words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. I love this verse as it reminds me to savor things, to delight in things. I think it behooves us to remember that people run around crazy busy in this day and age. Perhaps when they find you, you can bring them joy and be a delight for their heart. Not only are people crazy busy just with the things they do, but they are bombarded constantly with all sorts of messages. So with everything swirling around their heads, you have to break through. The message of your organization has to break through because you want them to sit up, see you, try you, use you. I know you've been on this path and you've been doing a great amount of work. You've taken a really hard look at your brand promise and what your parish or ministry are all about. You started at this parish or ministry organization most likely because you had a passion and an interest that led you there. You spend all day, every working day, thinking about it, caring about those you serve. Without a doubt, many of you absolutely love what you do, who you support, and what your brand is all about. You see, after all this work, after everything you have done, people still will not love the brand the way you do. That, my friends, is the nature of humanity. Everyone has their own passion. They have their own interests, the things that they're committed to doing. If those you serve do not love your parish or ministry the way you do, that is okay. Do not fret about it. You do not need everyone to love your brand the way you do. That is not the point of this. You need them to know it, to use it, and to trust it. I would also suggest that sometimes it's good when no one loves the brand the way you do. Now, you're probably sitting there saying, what in the world, Donna, are you saying? Well, I say this because you never want to assume that someone you are trying to reach or serve gets your ministry, your parish, your organization completely. If you assume that, you are assuming that they have a level of understanding that they probably do not have. And the problem with that is then you might not connect with them. Our goal is to gently bring people to you, to your parish, to your ministry, but ultimately to God. If we assume others know everything about you and have the same passion for your parish or ministry, you risk not connecting with them at all and potentially losing them. You have so many tools in your toolbox right now, from marketing strategy to brand building to effective tactics to understanding your target audience to teamwork to leadership. All of these various pieces work together to help attract and engage with those you serve and those you can potentially serve. As you use these tools, people will come to you. They will join. They will participate. They will become loyal to you. They may not love your brand the way you do, but something far more critical is happening, my friends. Through you, they are becoming loyal to God. They found your words, and your words became a joy to them and a delight for their heart. As you ponder this podcast, ask yourself, how are your words a delight to the heart of those you serve? As we close out this section of the Marketing God podcast, let me invite you to stay tuned. We plan on continuing the podcast by doing discussions with various parishes and ministries, addressing the many marketing issues that they face each day. We welcome you to submit your question or challenge, as I would love to discuss it with you on an upcoming podcast. Thanks so much for joining us today, my friends. I look forward to seeing you soon.
As we end today's podcast, we have a question for you. Donna is entertaining the idea of continuing the podcast by answering your questions on marketing for your specific organization. The idea, one question a day with about a 10-minute conversation on the issue you are facing. Please let us know if that idea is of interest to you. You can mention something in the comments or in the Marketing God Facebook group, or send a message to Donna through her website or social media. Regardless, we are happy you were here today and are glad you listened. Please don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. As a reminder, if you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, you will find it online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.